Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Gareth. You look a bit tired. Is everything okay?
I didn't sleep well last night because of the storm. It was so windy, and there's an old tree near my bedroom. The wind was causing the tree branches to bang against the window.
Oh, that's terrible. I heard the storm before I fell asleep, but I was able to block out the noise. And once I'm asleep, it's hard to wake me up.
I had so much trouble falling asleep. Eventually I did, around 1 a.m. Then I woke up again in the middle of the night. It was awful. The branches were still banging on the window. My dad said he would get someone to cut those branches off. Our neighbour could probably do it. Anyway, I guess I'll sleep well tonight.
Yeah, take it easy today. I hope you don't have a lot to do.
I've got football practice after school. I hope I don't collapse on the field. Maybe it'll make me feel better to run and get some exercise. But really, I'd rather just go back to bed.
Why don't you have a Coke? Maybe the caffeine will help you wake up. I would suggest coffee, but I hate the taste of it.
Actually, I've had a Coke already for that reason. It helped a little bit, but not as much as I'd hoped. I don't drink too many of those because they contain a lot of sugar. I'm with you about the coffee. I don't like it either.
I hope you're able to get through your classes today. I know if I'm very tired, it's hard to pay attention to lessons. That's especially true in maths. It takes all your brain power to learn numbers.
Oh, I'm pretty good with maths. Actually, I enjoy it quite a bit. That might help me keep alert. I'm not a huge fan of English Lit. It's not that I don't like the subject, but the lessons are sometimes a bit long-winded and I get bored.
I know what you mean. Mr. Davis seems very passionate about the subject, though.
Oh, yes. Mr. Davis is a great guy. I just wish the classes were a little more interactive.
I hope you make it through the day, okay?
Thanks, Margie. See you later.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hey, Gareth. You look a bit tired. Is everything okay?
I didn't sleep well last night because of the storm. It was so windy, and there's an old tree near my bedroom. The wind was causing the tree branches to bang against the window.
Oh, that's terrible. I heard the storm before I fell asleep, but I was able to block out the noise. And once I'm asleep, it's hard to wake me up.
I had so much trouble falling asleep. Eventually I did, around 1 a.m. Then I woke up again in the middle of the night. It was awful. The branches were still banging on the window. My dad said he would get someone to cut those branches off. Our neighbour could probably do it. Anyway, I guess I'll sleep well tonight.
Yeah, take it easy today. I hope you don't have a lot to do.
I've got football practice after school. I hope I don't collapse on the field. Maybe it'll make me feel better to run and get some exercise. But really, I'd rather just go back to bed.
Why don't you have a Coke? Maybe the caffeine will help you wake up. I would suggest coffee, but I hate the taste of it.
Actually, I've had a Coke already for that reason. It helped a little bit, but not as much as I'd hoped. I don't drink too many of those because they contain a lot of sugar. I'm with you about the coffee. I don't like it either.
I hope you're able to get through your classes today. I know if I'm very tired, it's hard to pay attention to lessons. That's especially true in maths. It takes all your brain power to learn numbers.
Oh, I'm pretty good with maths. Actually, I enjoy it quite a bit. That might help me keep alert. I'm not a huge fan of English Lit. It's not that I don't like the subject, but the lessons are sometimes a bit long-winded and I get bored.
I know what you mean. Mr. Davis seems very passionate about the subject, though.
Oh, yes. Mr. Davis is a great guy. I just wish the classes were a little more interactive.
I hope you make it through the day, OK?
Thanks, Margie. See you later.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.